When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gigantic. Hey everybody, it's February 10th, special Saturday, Gigantic Pop, Quick Hit. I'm Glenn Rubenstein with Raj Geary and Matt Morgan. There we go, that looks right. Yeah. Good to see you guys. I'm still like hungover from hanging out in Vegas after that WrestleMania kickoff. Issa, my other podcast co-host, was in town and we were just out in Vegas on Thursday, and here we are Saturday. I'm still just exhausted, but we want to talk with y'all about what's going on with WrestleMania. Obviously now Cody versus Roman, that's been solidified, but Triple H came out last night in SmackDown and cut a pretty heated promo, taking some not so thinly veiled shots at The Rock. You know, TBD on how this main event's going to evolve. It's going to be Cody versus Roman, but who else, you know?
The Rock's a heel. The Rock's a heel. They're leading into it. It's perfect. You know, look, for me personally, to me, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, that's a dream match. Hopefully we get there at some point. I hate that if that was the original plan and it got changed, it sucks. But the way they're headed has been great. Like the last week, this chaos. And I love chaos in wrestling when it's good chaos. Not WCW 2000, but like, where you're in your head just coming up with booking ideas. And you're like, oh, they could go this way or they could go this way. And I hope they do this. And everyone is arguing and it's just back and forth. And it's fun. And wrestling is supposed to be fun. I love it. I'm strapped in. I think it's great.
So this was a good episode of SmackDown as far as, you know, the Bloodline, Cody, Seth, you know, drama goes. It was just a reset for Hunter to come out and remind everybody just who in the F he was and is. Very, very fascinating, I thought. Because again, he better than anyone knows, you're not going to make money by getting two talents in the ring that have said conflict. You don't do it. Right. It's why people used to make fun of, like, when Dixie would get into these storylines of TNA, because there's no payoff. Or even Stephanie would get into these storylines where, again, there can't be a payoff because she's not going to wrestle a man in the middle of a match. Right. So when she would like smack Mick Foley and all these others, I'm like, I hate this because it makes people hate you more. But where's the payoff? You're never going to be in a main event match where everybody gets to see you get your butt kicked and get your comeuppance. But this was good. I really liked Hunter. I liked him splicing in the two general managers, because I'm really hopeful that Nick Aldis finally, they really see what I've seen for many years, that this dude is, in my opinion, a main event talent waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Seth in a moment and the situation there. There are the Elimination Chamber, there's a tournament for Elimination Chamber. That's going to determine who faces Seth. But this is really interesting. And Raj, I know you say you like chaos. And again, man, just think if you stole into wrestling website, all those views and low CPM ads you'd be.
This year, I'm glad I don't.
Yeah.
Raj, what was the first? Raj, what was the first year you had that website?
1996.
Okay, there ain't no way that. Oh, maybe it is. I was gonna say, what did it look like? Like Attitude Era traffic had to have been more. No. Not even close.
Not even close.
Wow. Because I remember going to the computer lab. I had to run to the computer lab in college to get my dirt. I remember.
Yeah, I mean, just so few people had it. You know, like it was such
access. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. How was traffic when you sold it versus Invasion Era, WCW, WWE?
Oh, I mean, it was all time high when I sold it.
Okay. There you go. Wow.
Because more and more people have been moving online, right? Like, yeah. It's yeah. just like, I'd say back in the day, it was like 5% of the people watching in the 90s were watching, you know, were following on the internet. Now it's probably like 60-70%, you know?
Yeah.
With AEW, it was probably like 90.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So, and we're going to talk about also later about the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Some spoilers leaked, allegedly. They were on WWE's website of who the final competitors are going to be in there. And it's pretty interesting. But I want to talk about this. So the chaos is good. But last Friday, Cody saying, Roman, I'm taking everything from you, but not at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And then all the outpour this week, The Rock going on Pat McAfee and cutting the Cody Crybabies promo.
Which is like awesome.
It is awesome. And then we have that kickoff where you're setting up Roman versus The Rock, Roman with The Rock, Seth and Cody on one side. Like, it just, it almost feels like to have all of this happen, it's like, okay, it's Cody versus Roman and that's it. It's ignoring this entire sequence of events, which is why I don't believe this is the final lineup of this.
It's not. Wait. So you're saying like, you don't think it will be Cody versus Roman on night two? You don't think that close?
Clean, plain, not unless there's a night one match and they're doing something. There will something.
Be. I still think Rock wrestles Roman on night one or somehow. Something has to happen night one.
But The Rock is pissed
at Cody. I think with the way that Seth was involved, I think it's a tag match, like you were saying, Glenn. I think night one is Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. And night two is Cody versus Roman. And then Seth versus the Elimination Chamber winner. I think you have the two women's world title matches on night one. And then LA Knight versus Logan AJ. Paul versus, you know, Kevin Owens, AJ. You could have it be a four-way.
So
what?
So go ahead, finish.
And then Gunther, I think, you know, his title defense on night one. You have women's tag title match on night two. You know, I think we're seeing the card really coming together.
We still have so much time left, which is very, I wouldn't say chaos. I know what you mean. I would call it more unpredictability. In a good way, where we feel like little kids again, not being able to call what's going to happen next. Who's jumping ship to WCW? It's going to be a Monday Nitro tonight, right? That was the coolest. I used to love that. Mm-hmm. But that's what it feels like again, but better. If I'm being honest, it feels better. But I'm an idiot. I don't know why I said Rock versus Roman. They're freaking in the bloodline together now. The tag match makes sense. You guys are right. Definitely. But real quick, on SmackDown for night one. Yes. Or you don't think they do it in Elimination Chamber, right? No way. No,
not, no, they would have. I mean, yeah, Roman and The Rock are going to be on SmackDown on Friday. Paul Heyman confirmed that.
Yeah, he did. And I just want to say also, Raj, on SmackDown, they started, in my opinion, laying the seeds to AJ versus LA Knight.
Oh, yeah.
LA Knight screwed over AJ. He had, who was it, Glenn? Who did he have pinned?
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. He had Drew McIntyre schoolboyed and pinned 1, 2, 3 for the visual win. And the ref was distracted with LA Knight trying to get in the ring because he got knocked to the ground earlier. So anyways, he screwed over AJ. And I think that seed lays that seed. And again, we're talking about AJ versus LA Knight being like, here's like the upper part of the crowd. It's like, wait, this is how strong this mania is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Like
Kevin Owens, it's going to be hard to fit him on this card because when you look at the level of talent that they got right now, it's insane.
Crazy. Yeah, it's I don't think Andrade is getting a Mania match.
I think he will. I think he's coming back. He'll be in something. I don't know, Battle Royale.
A ladder match for the U.S. title.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I just picked him as an example. I'm not sure Sami Zayn has a Mania match. Like, there's a lot of people that do not have guaranteed spots on the card this year. So we all agree something else is happening. Triple H taking shots at The Rock. The Rock's going to be involved. Tag match night one's good. But that's also the riskiest thing, like, WWE has done, where they're putting Seth, Roman, and Cody all at risk in that match.
They do.
For night two. But they wrestle all the time anyways, normally.
They do, and I can see both sides of this argument. On one hand, you're protecting Rock. He's very big. What have I always told you guys? When you're past what your body is supposed to hold, you're setting yourself up for a torn muscle somewhere. Right. You just are. Especially the older we get. But even though he looks amazing, like a bodybuilder wise, right? But also, remember I told you guys, I want to see the tag match, no question, okay? But if it happens on night one, you do, hear me out, you do cheapen Cody's Mania moment from front to back, from the moment he comes out in that entrance and gets that roar of that crowd, that huge pop. If you just saw it the night before, I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing is, the big change that might have happened, and this is where The Rock could insert himself night two.
Screw him over and Hunter blocks it off.
I don't think you get Roman this close to breaking Hogan's record to stop.
Here we go.
No. All right. Hogan.
Our podcast. Where I was telling you, like, nobody cares about who number three is. And I don't want to hear this.
But
syndication.
National TV.
National TV.
Right. I get what you're saying, Matt. You're not like Super Bowl one winner is still the Super Bowl one winner, regardless of the exposure.
Matt,
but yeah.
Think about your locker rooms that you've been in over the years. Mm-hmm. If you got close to something that is like in the industry as legendary as it gets, like a long title run is good. But if you get close to like breaking a record.
Okay. So hear me out. Why when CM Punk was the longest was in the modern era at the time the longest reigning? No one ever made mention of that on commentary. Like he's gonna catch Hogan. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. They didn't care. They were talking about Bruno.
They were talking about
Backlund. They brought up Backlund. They in the orders what they brought up, which they should. Yeah. 1, 2, and 3, just like any other sport. If you're gonna treat it like that, it's not you, Glenn. It's everybody in society today tries to fit their. I'm not saying he's your favorite, but you know, that generation star is today. I use LeBron as my example. LeBron's my example all the time.
Look, I'm looking at the Cody. I'm looking at the Cody Crybabies thing, and I'm like, man, if the Sami Zayn fans had just sent some death threats to people last year, you would have won that belted Elimination Chamber.
We're kidding, of course.
Yes.
I'm a proud Cody Crybaby. What?
I'm a Roman Crybaby.
Yeah.
I want justice for Roman. #.
But I think records matter.
I mean, Rock.
And I know sports are different, but when Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds were close to breaking the record, no one said, well, we got this new hotshot that the crowd seems to love. We're going to start rotating them in and you guys will just, you know, get less at bats. Like records matter, man. You know,
they do. No, they do. And what mattered with McGwire and Sosa in that summer was they broke Roger Maris's record. They didn't break the dude who was number two or three behind Maris.
See, I know like five baseball players. I was going to say Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire, you know, I was going to say Jose Canseco, but I was like, I don't think it was him. So Ricky Henderson broke the base record, right? That happened? The stolen bases?
He did when we were younger, yes.
When we were young. I remember that. That was a huge deal. It was a huge deal.
I know the guys you mentioned and Barry Bonds, and that's kind of about it.
You too, Raj?
Yeah, I'm not a baseball
player. I wanted to ask you guys once, could we one time come in here and talk NBA basketball? But I see that.
I could talk basketball. I could talk football, basketball, that's it. UFC and this.
Okay, so I want to pivot for a second and talk about this with Seth, and this is where the tag thing makes sense. Drew McIntyre is cooking on a high level right now, and he's doing amazing work, and I think him versus Seth will be amazing, but here's the problem. That's not a Mania main event for night one. And I'm sorry, Drew. I love you. You're doing amazing work. But if they want a Mania event for night one, it's going to be Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. But to give Drew his moment on night two, then yes, the tag match on night one with Seth involved with Cody absolutely makes sense and solves that problem.
They need to re-sign Drew.
Are you saying you get Drew McIntyre versus Orton in that place? Is that
No. You get Drew McIntyre versus Seth night two, but night one, the main event's the tag match.
Oh, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. It solves that problem.
Or Io versus Bailey, and the tag match is the COVID.
Yeah,
because Io versus Bailey, that did a huge rating. I don't know about this last Friday, but the Friday before that angle, it did huge. Like people are invested in. I could easily see that match going on last. But if The Rock is only wrestling once, I definitely think and this night one, I think that's going to be the last match.
You don't think it'll be Rock versus Seth then night one?
I don't think so. I think they're
You have respectfully, you have Seth go over to make that title mean more.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. What do you do? If it's tournament. Rock versus Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody, night one, I almost think you have.
Oh, yeah. No, Glenn, I'm sorry. Glenn just called it. He's right. They're doing a tournament for the shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I do think it's either.
Real well for the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. It's either Drew or it's Randy. And if they're main eventing with Seth night one for that title, it's going to be Randy. If not, it's going to be Drew. But it's exciting, man. And then I think Becky versus Rhea, that moment at the press conference, that was awesome. So awesome.
Both money promo. Sorry, go ahead, Roger.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like, why even do an Elimination Chamber? We know what the WrestleMania match is. It has to be, you know, Rhea versus Becky. They already gave it away. It's going to be awesome. I mean, Rhea Ripley, when you talk about people that have benefited from Vince being out of power, just look at where Rhea was when Vince was in creative and look at where she's been with Triple H. And she is a superstar. And man, she's been just killing it. And so I think she should destroy Becky, in my opinion.
I do too. Oh, I do too, because she's the most dominant. That's why I don't like seeing her sell so much. Like the last couple of weeks, I'm like, stop having her sell. I know it means more because it's they're building Nia up that way. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I go, but come on, unless you're going to make Nia Jax undefeated and have a 2-year run with her, don't, you know, taint you know, the dominance of Rhea Ripley, because she's a believably badass and dominant. And I would like to see, I love Becky to death. I love everything about her. I love her character, her promos, her everything. Just it will mean so much if Rhea just straight up mauls her somehow.
It
won't happen, but
like that Brock Lesnar John Cena match from
yes,
SummerSlam match.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Where it's uncomfortable, just kind of like ugh.
Okay, so everybody, cover your ears, skip ahead on the podcast if you don't want Elimination Chamber.
I don't want to know
spoiled. You don't want to know who's in the chamber match. Okay, that's fine.
Cover your ears.
Okay, so allegedly this leaked on WWE.com. It was removed. Reddit, of course, found it. Some people picked it up. So Becky Lynch, Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Liv Morgan. Now, here's the awesome thing about this.
What is that? Like a six-way for?
Elimination Chamber. That's going to be who's in the Elimination Chamber. Okay. So. Here's the cool thing about this. I think we are getting Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill at WrestleMania.
That's fine. I think so too.
Which is phenomenal.
I mean, they teased it at the Royal Rumble and the crowd went nuts. All right. Yeah. Matt,
you can go back on. So we know that there's going to be more that happens out of this. Even if it's Becky versus Rhea at WrestleMania, we now know there will be another big Mania match that comes out of Elimination Chamber, and it's going to be awesome.
Back on.
So, I posted on Twitter. That should be another night, too. If you do the two women's world title matches on night one, Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair night two, that's a WrestleMania match.
Big time.
Yeah. And the stuff that they can do, I mean, they can press each other. They could just – I mean, they're so athletic that it would be insane.
They both can do the same press slam spot walking up the steps. Can I tell you how many wrestlers I've seen just trip on the steps walking into the ring because they're higher than you think they are and steeper than you think they are? The fact that they can do that in press slam position, guys, that's bizarro strength.
Dude, you just made my mind go crazy because seeing Bianca do that first and then Jay doing it later, like it would be so freaking cool.
I would lose my ish. I would lose it.
Yeah.
It's exciting though, man. So we got a couple.
Real quick, to both you guys. So who should beat who if it was a tag match, which is what it's looking like for night one: Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth.
Roman and Rock have
to. I mean,
Roman and Rock have to.
That's what I think.
And also, I'd injure Cody in doing so and make him set a fake injury.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And have him come in Hogan style. The spirit of 76, as bookers would like to say it to us, when you're coming into a match with an injury with your ribs taped.
So does Cody take the fall?
I don't think it hurts him if he comes back the next night and wins the title, obviously.
Yeah. I think Roman pinning Cody night one, because then it creates that doubt. I love that idea with him selling like he's injured. Like, you have Solo Sikoa, the Bloodline, just do a number on Cody. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, the odds are that much more against him on night two. And he has to win the title on night two. But yeah.
Yep.
If okay, but alternate scenario, Raj, is that Cody and Seth get that great moment night one that they beat it, and then The Rock comes out and costs Cody the title night two.
You can't have Cody lose again. Then he becomes Sting. He becomes Sting, you know, like 1990, where fans just start losing. They've lost faith at that point. You can't have him lose 2 years.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I want both of your opinions on this. If they went to Cody and said, Cody, we've seen the outpouring of support, and we're going to give you the Mania match, but you're not going to win this time. You'll win later this year. If you guys were Cody, would you agree to that, to still get the Mania match, even knowing that it would mean losing?
Question. No.
I
don't know.
I guarantee you Cody's a company man. He'll do whatever
He will. But yeah. He said, what will we do if we were Cody? What would you do, Raj? How would you play?
Yeah, I think it's bad for his character.
I don't think it hurts his character at this point.
I think 2 years in, if you keep losing, there is that point in time when people are like, all right, we're done with this guy.
You're a lovable loser at that point. No.
Yeah. Mm. You become Lex Luger, you know, like what happened with Luger in 93, 94, where they just lost faith. They didn't capitalize when Luger was hot. Luger should have beat Yokozuna at that SummerSlam. And when he didn't win, I mean, he won by countout, but when he didn't win that title, it just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah. Okay, we got some super chats. Bear, we're going to get to yours last.
And real quick, again, a great live number that we're doing.
It's
and
crazy.
We're Saturday Night Wars. We're head-to-head with AEW Collision. So thank you,
which
guys.
Which is like 30 minutes from me right now. I could go to Henderson and watch AEW.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys get to see these numbers. I don't get to see any of this stuff.
You have to do it through StreamYard.
I'm on the number twos. I'm on the number twos StreamYard.
But thank you guys. And you know, we keep saying like and subscribe and hit that notification button. It's working. We really appreciate it. So please, if you haven't already, please do that.
And it helps. Look, and that's part of it too. It's like, just so you know, the more you guys like help with the numbers, subscription support, like we're trying to get interviews. A lot of media got shut out at the WrestleMania thing, but we're trying to get some stuff in the build up now, because we got some good questions for talent and some fun stuff we want to bring y'all. Okay, so super chat wise, let's start with Terry Allen Jr. We'll just go in reverse order here. Asking Matt, did you watch the previews for WWE 2K24?
Absolutely. Yes, of course. I couldn't wait to even watch it when it first came out. Yes, frigging insanity.
The Stone Cold face looks horrible.
His neck looks like it's like 3 inches is the thing that makes it look horrible, I think.
His face looks weird. It's just bad.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's uncomfortable.
That's all you saw? You didn't see like the rest of it?
I mean, the gameplay's fine. It's never as good. Look, I'm just, and this is someone who reviewed video games for 14 years. The gameplay is never as good as those commercials. I get it. I do a few matches. And then I played my GM mode, which, like, you could play that on a Commodore 64. There's no technology necessary for my GM mode. It's the dumbest thing, but I get hooked into it, and I have to play it all the way through at least once every year.
Hashtag gigantic pop for Commodore 64 reference. That's awesome.
And by the way, hashtag main event, best arcade wrestling game ever made, and pro wrestling on NES. Best
Starman.
Yep. And King Slender.
Oh, yeah. King Slender. Yeah. Amazon.
Sean Garner, $2, saying, who beats Rhea for her title eventually?
Nobody.
Oh, I was going to say nobody, yeah.
Keep it going until you get someone that's super hot.
A.K.A. And Jade Cargill, when there's been plenty of build-up, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Judgment Day is...
But right now, the time is not right. Keep it on her.
No, yeah.
I mean, Judgment Day right now is like Bloodline that actually shows up week in and week out.
I feel like I love R-Truth. I have to... prefaces with saying I love R-Truth, but he's kind of bringing them down to they don't feel like a main event act.
They're testing the limits of believability.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It muddies it. He's not wrong. I know from the beginning, I did say this to you guys. It could muddy it a little bit, even though it's hilarious. I pop for it. I'm not going to lie. Of course I do. Yeah. But should we be laughing at Judgment Day other than when it's Dom getting his ass kicked finally? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just right. JD McDonagh, because he's just Cousin Oliver.
I mean, JD McDonagh, has he won a big singles match ever on Raw?
Wrestling enthusiast Buck 99 saying Randy is advertised for the Raw after Elimination Chamber.
There you go. We have the best chat room of all time because they know so much good stuff, like everything.
Bigfoot Sneakerhead, what's up? 499 saying our Rock buddy becomes the referee between Roman and Cody's match. Rock turns on Roman Reigns, which causes Cody to win the title. SummerSlam, Rock versus Roman Reigns.
I did, so you know, this did pop in my head. This did.
But The Rock's talking about he's in training camp for this. Like,
you have to have The Rock wrestle at this point.
Yeah,
me too.
And Cody has to win clean. Cody doesn't finish the story. I mean, that makes him look like little brother. I mean, looks like Nicholas with Braun Strowman. Like, if The Rock has to help him win the title,
Nicholas, poor Nicholas, that was him.
You could have something on night one where Matt, you pointed out that family tree where The Rock basically made himself the high chief. And so you could do this thing where there's tension between Roman and The Rock going into the tag match. And then on night two, it ends with with The Rock getting rid of Solo Sikoa or whoever, not changing the outcome of the match, but getting rid of the interference, and then Cody beats Roman clean. But it has to be Cody winning clean ultimately.
Bottom line, yeah, it has to be that.
Oh, you know what would be dope is this would step on Cody. They would have to do this on the Raw or SmackDown after, like just bring out as much of the family as possible. Get even Jacob, like Rikishi, everything, yeah, and just like be like, Roman, you have failed. And then set it up with The Rock.
Yeah, I'll just start kicking the shit out of him.
I want Jacob in that company so bad. He would make the bloodline
so good.
Not that they need it because they have The Rock, but he would make it so much better.
He's like Umaga. I mean, he's the next Umaga. He's a big guy that can move. He can work. He's just a fantastic talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80 super fan, thank you. Super chat complimenting our thumbnails. Appreciate it. And then Sean Garner, $2, saying, who faces the Kabuki Warriors at Mania?
You want me to put that on screen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say if Jade and Bianca teamed up, that would be a powerhouse match, but I don't think the Kabuki Warriors are losing those titles anytime soon. It might end up being one of those four-way tag matches or something just to get more. That's how you get more women on the card,
dude. Nobody, and I mean no two women on this planet, unless they got kryptonite, are beating Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill.
I know, right?
Good God, we thought Roman and Rock was like a super team. I'm sorry, those two are like Marvel, like legit front cover superheroes. They're ridiculous. Oh, they'd be unbeatable.
And WWE has been doing this thing lately, like with Gunther and with Bianca, where they have the long title reigns. And that really does help establish the titles. Do that with the tag titles, the women's tag titles, because it hasn't had that kind of credibility yet. You let the Kabuki Warriors hold it forever. And then it's going to mean something when they finally lose it. It's going to establish those titles. And I mean, don't make it a sideshow thing. I love Chelsea Green. I think she's been fantastic.
She's doing great work.
But yeah, it does make the titles feel like less when it's a comedy title, as opposed to now when it's more serious.
I'm surprised I think they missed the boat on this. And Naya is getting a good push right now, but I'm surprised they didn't pair up Naya and Tamina and try and franchise the Bloodline more with them as a women's tag team.
Yeah. I mean, when you say it that way, you make it sound so obvious, but I've never thought of it. I should have. Right. Yeah.
And we got Trinity back too, who's.
Yeah.
And she was on that.
She was on the list. Chart. She's official, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine Rock on PowerPoint all day? Like...
He called Drew Gulak. He called Drew Gulak and said, "I heard you're really good at this, you know?"
Like, I cannot get the background right on this.
Yeah. So let's talk about this before we wrap. Bear Hudson, $5, saying it was Scott D'Amore, no longer with TNA. Where do you think he lands? And should WWE offer huge money to make him the head of creative for the women's division?
I honestly think he could be a hell of a bigger help to AEW. Because WWE set, they're creative. Where, you guys tell me. I'm not saying that they're perfect, but guys, this is the most perfect that I've seen creative in quite a many year. Decades, even, I would argue. I mean, we got to be honest, right? We've all been drawn in with all these different storylines, not just kind of, but massively. They've done a great job. Hunter, I'm sorry, he's done a great job. Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't think they need someone like Scott at the moment. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And AEW definitely does.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Apologies.
Yeah, you froze for just like 1 second, but you're
really quick. AEW, I think he'd be better for AEW. AEW needs help in creative.
I think it all depends on what the circumstances was for his release, but I think he's clearly shown that he knows what he's doing. He made TNA the hottest it's been to release him
to its glory days. To the glory days when I was, I'm not saying to put myself over, okay, just for the fact, just to preface this. But since its glory days, what Scott's done recently, he did that. He brought them to the dance most recently.
Yeah. Even though they did more on, you know, whatever shit channel they were on after Spike, but you know, whatever that was, Pursuit or Destination America.
They were still up there, I would argue. They were still up there. They were starting to really hit their crescendo.
But they never felt hot after Spike, right? Like now they feel like they've got momentum. And I think it's the first time it feels like they've had momentum since Spike. Definitely. Since the Spike era.
Stellar Justin Lopez.
You're right.
Stellar Justin Lopez saying, "Where does Vegas is getting WrestleMania 41, according to a Vegas news outlet on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Wonder why they didn't announce it at the press tour." I was wondering why they didn't announce this. But I think they don't normally do it this far out for Mania, but it's, again, it's weird with all the media there and whatnot. I don't know. I'd like it. It's convenient for me. You know, I could drive a half an hour and be there.
I'd love it. I'd go. I'm more surprised they haven't announced SummerSlam yet.
Yeah.
Cause that's coming, you know, that chances are they're going to do a stadium for that. Like, you know, whether it's a baseball stadium or what, but
I want to see that new MSG sphere. Oh my Lord.
That would be.
You guys got to check that out if you guys know what I'm talking about.
In Vegas, the Sphere,
incredible.
So I'm heading to Vegas in a month and a half, and I'm definitely going to check that out. Yeah,
I was watching the video of U2 because we were looking at. We're like, oh, if we could get.
I saw that. I saw that video.
But with the motion and everything, I was like, I'm going to get vertigo. Like watching this, like I'm going to get sick just from all the motion. Although, so Issa and I Wednesday night, my wife doesn't like magic. Let's not even get into that. That's far too complicated to discuss.
I was like magic.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to go see a magic show. So Issa and I went and saw David Copperfield, who is old. He's so, but he's so over it. He starts with the impossible.
He made the Statue of Liberty disappear, right? That was him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he starts with the believe the impossible, but then he comes out and everything is just like, you know, and yada, yada. Okay. Applause. And then just like, he's so over it. He does not give a shit, but it was still, he did some really impressive illusions, but there were a ton of audience plants, like where it's just clearly like orchestrated, but he did some impressive stuff though. We were impressed. Okay. Delwyn Jones, 20 pounds. Wow. Delwyn, this might be our biggest super chat yet. saying I would have Rhea retain with a long title reign until next year, Mania 41. I'm delighted Cody is facing Roman at Mania, but I'm really, really, really excited to see more of the heel Rock and Roman build up together. We could get an absolutely amazing storytelling.
Well, that's the payoff, right? Like, I wanted to see Rock versus Roman. That's, to me, is still a dream match. But not getting it, it's going to be more entertaining because seeing Rock as a heel with the bloodline with Roman, I think that's going to be some fascinating TV.
I still think you're going to see it eventually, Raj. I do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus. Biggest super chat ever coming up.
Whoa, what? Okay, hold on. I minimized my window. What do we got? Oh, wow. Jimmy. Jimmy MT91, $100. Jimmy, thank you. You're too kind. Saying,
and by the way, all the money we've been making this quarter is going to charity. So,
yeah,
just as a
heads up for everybody, we'll be doing an official announcement about that soon and the way we're structuring it. But you know, at some point it might become a percentage. But for now, everything that we get, super chats, ad revenue, whatever, is being donated to charity. And we'll have an announcement about that soon. But Jimmy MT91, $100. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Love you guys. Night one, tag match. Night two, Cody wins, so I never have to hear finish the story.
Oh, thank again. You. It's, I hate that. Yeah. I've grown to, like, when I say finish the story, I just want to, like, gag myself.
Have Bloodline betray Roman and side with Rock for next year. Bring in the whole Bloodline over the next year. Face Roman versus heel Rock at WrestleMania 41 for the High Chief title.
Love it.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Book it.
I think you have to do Rock versus Roman now. I hope the Rock is – he's going to be 52.
He's the Rock. They will. They will make it happen. It'll be some infighting that happens. But I'm so fascinated to see them being together and really layering that family dynasty and storyline. There's so many – guys, they still have all these new outlets to bring these others in besides Jacob Fatu. We're talking about Umaga's son that's out there in Houston that got an amazing look. Yeah. Zilla, I forget his name. But they've got quite a few out there that they can also introduce through this storyline and create more. Because look what happened, guys. When Jey Uso went over to SmackDown, Bloodline got very weak. No disrespect to Jimmy. They made him a court jester. They shouldn't have done that, but they did. And then you have the other one is pretty much mute the entire time, right? He's good when he's playing mute, when you got the Usos doing all the charismatic stuff and the background stuff, but it's also get your attention stuff along with Roman. It was such a great show, and then you had Sammy to it. It made it just on fire. They can stand to get more people. I'm very fascinated to see how The Rock blends into this and then goes forward, because The Rock looked like Big Brother even with Roman from my 2 cents.
He overshadows everybody. He just has that.
He just does. I mean,
when you watch a
he
movie.
He made Cody look like a six-year-old.
When he's in the scene with Ryan Reynolds, he dominates, right? And Ryan Reynolds is
freaking, he's not as big as, though. He trimmed down a little bit. A little bit. He's still huge, but he's not as.
Rock?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got cantaloupes in his arms.
Yeah.
But it has to happen. I still think that
it will.
Again, there's one thing with the wrestling fans. Yeah, you guys have your dream matches. You know, El Dandy. Yeah, I mean not El Dandy, but like back in the day, Dean Malenko versus El Dandy. Warrior.
El Vikingo Warrior.
Stone Cold versus The Rock. Yeah, Vikingo versus Commander. But
there you go.
The Rock versus Roman. That's getting international attention. Every media outlet, everyone's covering that, right?
It's gonna happen. And
cousin way, versus Raj, cousin. Yeah.
If they don't, Raj, if by the way, if they don't, I will argue the universe will go twice as crazy, because by then they're gonna be loving Roman to pop Rock in the mouth. Or vice versa, whenever they're ready to go that way.
Yeah. Love it. And you know, again, the payoff, not doing it this year. I'm bummed, but I love that we're going to see heel Rock. I love this new Bloodline 2.0 on steroids. Yes. It's awesome.
It's the best.
That's probably not the right term to use for WWE.
But he ain't being tested, so who are we kidding? Stellar Justin Lopez popped for your El Dandy comment, Raj.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you, Stephen Logan, saying you guys are one of the most authentic podcasts out there. Thank you.
I mean, I feel like between now and Mania, I still want to do like these weekly. I still want to do like a weekly hangout. I know it's tougher to do that, but I feel like I'm just gonna what Raj said. Like, click the notification bell, subscribe. Like, I feel like we're just gonna keep. You're gonna be seeing us way more than once a week for the next.
They have been. They
I know, and but it's probably gonna get more.
This is like the fourth time this week.
So much is happening, and that's why I'm trying to keep track of it all. You know, at this point.
And you know what? We got Cobra Kai coming up. We got to do something with that. I'm going to try to get some Cobra Kai interviews. We need Ralph Macchio on the show and William Zabka at some point.
You're going to maybe get the kid who plays Eli, like if you're lucky.
I know.
Yes.
We'll see. We're growing pretty quick. So
Budweiser 1980s is Triple H's the god of long-term storylines. I agree.
I mean, so I have to ask about this. Have you guys been following what's going on with Carmelo and Trick and NXT?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
for that I have because I'm a big
Carmelo monster heel, and he came out.
Great promo.
And
his promo was great, by the way.
Promo was fantastic. Came out, the crowd was booing him so much, and he was like, "I'm not telling y'all anything." And then
they had to like bleep it out, right? Like,
yeah, and they had to tell him like stop saying "f you." Like, so they brought him back later in the show, and they faked everyone out saying Trick was coming out, but it was fire, man. Like, NXT is popping. And Sol Ruka is back doing live shows. She's back from her ACL injury. So hopefully we see her back on TV soon because she's amazingly athletic. So
Sir Clifton, I see you in there. Thank you.
And guys, we see all your comments. Sorry we can't put them all on but we really appreciate the support you guys are.
No, absolutely.
We're reading everything you're saying. We love it, and we love you guys.
We don't talk enough. Yes, Matt, the DNA of TNA, and we don't talk enough about the fact, Matt. This is where Matt Morgan is super humble, because when I started podcasting with him, it's like, yeah, I was in TNA. I'm like, dude, you were an American Gladiator, dude. This, and it's like, oh yeah, Matt's DNA was shot into space.
Like, and you. And we're Sting's retirement's coming up. You were one of his last singles matches, right? Like, he hasn't had many in TNA. You're one of his last.
Yeah, but
you're too humble.
No, we're the same. I just had a different job than you guys. We're the same wrestling fans.
I know. It's just crazy to think about the twists and turns and everything when you're just like, oh yeah, that happened. It'd be your actions like Homer Simpson's, like, what didn't everybody get their DNA in space? Isn't this all common? Yeah, everyone's the mayor of their city. Like, that, you get, everyone does it at some point.
I've got a blood vial just waiting for someone to ask me to.
Raj always walks around carrying just blood, semen, urine, any fluid someone might need from him.
So you guys need some? We've got it ready. I got it ready.
Oh man. Okay. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But okay. So we're gonna be back. Who knows when? Maybe Monday after Raw. Maybe
definitely not tomorrow. Because
yeah, not tomorrow.
Who do you guys got? Who do you guys got tomorrow?
I don't want to say Niners.
It's Chiefs. Yeah, it's the Chiefs.
Taylor Swift's gonna be there. She's. It's gotta happen.
Are you placing Travis a bet on Kelce? The proposal happening?
No, but he's kissing Tay Tay at the end for sure.
We're getting some great Nick Aldis. I'm just gonna potential matches in the comments. I can't take my eyes off him because I want to see it happen. Obviously,
yeah.
Nick Aldis might be Triple H's stand-in.
Yeah.
At some point, Nick Aldis is gonna wrestle.
Oh, he's got.
He looks great. He's killing it. They're not presenting him as a dork.
No. Command your attention. Every time he opens his mouth, he just walks out there. He looks like a zillion bucks.
Yeah.
I don't look like that in my suit. Like, he just something about him that he's a magnet for everybody's eyes.
We have a chance to go to the strip tomorrow to watch the Super Bowl at Resorts World. Just actually be live. No, but not to watch Super Bowl live, but to watch it at Resorts World, like a party.
Mm. Yeah.
That's like vegan junk food. I'm just like,
right when you're starting to sound cool.
I want to go for the vegan junk
vegan
food.
Buffalo wings just sound
they're made of mataki.
Why don't you want to do it? Too much energy?
It's a lot of energy.
No, seriously.
No,
my wife talks about this all the time.
Yeah, it's free day tomorrow. So part of me is like, that'd be an epic free day. Like, I'm just gonna eat nachos, pretzel bites, just go nuts with it. But in those, we gotta drive to the strip, there's gonna be traffic, there's gonna be people.
Okay. No, no, right there. Me and my wife saying no.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, Matt, it's like you are with Disney World. When I went and saw Issa, I was like, okay, now I gotta go half an hour, I gotta sit in traffic, I gotta navigate my way to park MGM. I got a valet park, so that's like $35.
Can I just say something? You're talking about being humble earlier, as well, and I'm not saying I'm being honest here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for going to that. It was cool to have you there on behalf of Gigantic Pop.
Thanks.
At that WrestleMania, can't call it freaking press conference.
Yeah, it wasn't a press conference.
Right. Yeah.
The Mania kickoff, the fact that we had our show there, thanks to you, willing to go do that. And it was a pain in the ass. But thank you. Thank you for getting questions ready and being a professional.
Absolutely. I bought mics, so I'm ready when we could do interviews. Like, I bought like all the stuff to do like real professional interviews with people.
And we've gone beyond what we were originally setting out to do. So like originally about doing interviews. So like now it's like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, I'm ready. I got Travis. I found a local crew person so I can do a 2-camera shoot for everything.
That would look good.
Yeah. Well, like I'm ready to go.
We can get some people on here, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
I've talked to tons of wrestlers all the time.
And let people know, everyone. Like, seriously, like, this is no joke. If you tweet at talent and you just tell them, like, hey, you should do something with Gigantic Pop, that does help sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we never thought about it until like this last week. But,
yeah.
That definitely does. Real quick, I do want to answer this. Big Time Baxter is asking, do you think the Super Bowl does 100 million on CBS and breaks the previous Fox's 114 million. This is going to be the biggest Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
It's going to be the most watch. You got the women coming in with for Taylor Swift to see that 30 seconds that they show her. It's going to be the most watch ever. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
So call me stupid. He said 100 versus the 114.
I think
I don't understand.
Well, because of how everything's been dropping, I think he's wondering if, one, if it crosses 100, and two, if it does it beat the 114 that Fox set? And I think it beats both. It beats 114. It beats both.
Across all platforms, because isn't it also on Paramount Plus? They're doing Nickelodeon version.
Right, but no one watches those.
Yeah. I watched the Nickelodeon NFL thing out of curiosity. That was awesome. Yeah. The way they were changing the presentation and everything. That was so much fun.
Peter Bahi, catch up. I'm joking, yeah, Peter. No.
Peter said the name needs to change. We've never told this story. Part of the reason we chose, so Gigantic Pop originally came from Matt. One of his things he used to obviously was Massive Pop. Some other dude has Massive
Giant
Pop. He never used
Giant,
it.
Giant
Pop. Giant Pop. So we were trying to figure out something along those lines because we're like, oh, that works as both a pop culture thing and a wrestling thing. And then Gigantic Pop was the one that was available. So that's what we settled on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's great because it can apply to anything.
Yeah.
And what's more pop culture than professional wrestling right now?
And we are going to do some Cobra Kai. It's coming up.
Yes.
Big it out. The new season is now filming. So,
yeah.
No,
So Raj finally watched the We Are the World documentary on Netflix. And he said, We Are the World stuck in his head for 2 weeks.
When you're down and out and you feel no hope at all. I've had that song in my head ever since. Oh, man. And when you just believe. So if you, the Huey Lewis part was meant for Prince. Did you know that?
Yeah. So Cyndi Lauper's part, like she eventually crushed that.
Oh, you have to watch
that
on YouTube.
That was supposed to be her and Prince. It wasn't supposed to be Huey Lewis.
YouTube, they have like all the takes and she was not getting it. And they would have stopped and said, okay, good enough. But she had these bracelets on that were making sound. And they were like, why are we keeping this noise? So she takes
I saw that.
Nails it. It's amazing.
She like three. She did like three or four times before she freaking destroyed.
Yeah,
the bracelets was making it. Yeah, I saw that.
And remember, Triple H mentioned her at the beginning of the kickoff conference. I wonder now with Vince out if she's more likely to accept going to the Hall of Fame. She's 70 years old.
She did the guest GM on Raw one time. So
yeah, and that did not go well. I heard from behind the scenes that the writers people were very disrespectful in how her and Piper came across in that segment.
But she was disrespectful or
no, the writers and commentary, like Vince. If you go back and watch Piper and Cyndi Lauper, I think they're out there with Heath Slater, and commentary is like making fun of Cyndi and Roddy. It's very weird. Yeah.
By the way, like if she didn't do that, like, I know. She was part of Rock and Wrestling, guys. No, like who knows what would have happened.
Wrestling's a different space, as much as you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, whatever. Without Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, and Cyndi Lauper, those three.
Yes.
And I throw Andre on there. Those four like change. That's the Mount Rushmore of changing wrestling to what it is today.
Yeah, it would still be a regional.
Piper or Andre, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spectre was the bad guy we all wanted to get popped in the face, and he was being used in Cindy's videos, right?
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they all go, man, I just, yeah, it's crazy. But and we'll talk about that soon. I think Bray is a lock to go in this year, but we'll talk more about Hall of Fame stuff as we get a little closer. But it's going to be here soon. We're less than 2 months out. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody, have a great week. You're going to see us back here before you know it. Take care, everybody. Follow Matt at BP, Matt Morgan, Raj is at the Raj Geary. I'm Matt Glenn Rubenstein. Please like, share, subscribe, and we'll catch you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.